As our beloved Mario speaks his heart to us all, we ask our mighty omnipresence to bless him and thank him for all that he's already done in America to help us to more powerfully assist our beloved Saint Germain until their great work of the centuries of cleansing America and the world has been completed and all moves forward to immortal perfection. My beloved family of America, for such I call you, I love you greatly, and it is my great pleasure, my privilege, to help stand the guard over you and your activities as they affect your nation. We have watched for a long time for this opportunity. Come into outer action and focus those powers of the sacred fire. Wherever possible in the outer physical world, to be the sustaining structure and support of all that is constructive until that which is to become the permanent God government of your nation comes into outer manifestation. Tonight, I think I shall reveal to you a few secrets of how the cosmic law acts throughout the Ascent of Masters retreats, throughout the physical world. Were you to see what pours forth through each retreat into the structure of Earth itself, and then what pours forth through the radiation over the surface of the Earth, to and through the people, would you realize how important it is that mankind understand of our existence, know of us, and give some conscious call that would keep of that which we can give pouring forth to the people and through the structure of Earth. Just as you build a building in the Western world, wherein you have great steel girders as supports, and then your floors and so on as your building is constructed, just as the building itself must have those great supports to form its foundation, so must a civilization or a government have a similar structure of great streams or pillars of light and substance and flame, anchored into the very structure of Earth itself and arising high into the atmosphere of Earth. And then from each focus or pillar of that flame and substance and its essence, there pours forth through the structure of Earth, through the atmosphere of Earth, through the people, and through the powers of nature, the vibratory action, the energy, and the qualities that are drawn within those pillars. And that becomes the sustaining power of light, or the structure of the civilization. Therefore, when the people do not give recognition to these great God powers of life and to our reality, they close out of their own free will the radiation which otherwise would flow to them naturally in maintaining a government or a civilization in any country. Now, when destructive forces lower the people's consciousness to the ignorance and the stubborn defiance of the great laws of balance and purity and perfection in a nation, then it is as if the structure of a building began to give way because of the decay of the material of which it is composed. And it is the same with a nation. Just as you have destructive forces constantly disintegrating a building, so do those same destructive forces, through the discord and impurity in the people's thoughts and feelings and acts, make the civilization decay and makes the government decay. And therefore, you who give us conscious recognition and acceptance and know something of the power we wield to help correct these conditions, if you understand how we assist a nation to be strengthened or become purified so it can be sustained, then you will be able to call forth through the retreats in a nation the sustaining purity and activities of the immortal flames that are the God control and the God command of the physical world. Just as you have the great currents and flame of life's sustaining consciousness and substance and fire within the pole of the earth, which you call the magnetic pole, just as those great streams of electronic force go through the earth and radiate out and control certain conditions on the surface of the earth, so can we, through the retreats located within any nation, pour forth those electronic currents to control the conditions within the nation and to more readily help the people to awaken to their divine inheritance and understand something of the way and means by which they are privileged to reach into the great perfection of life, the great powerhouse of our octave, and receive more and more power into the physical world to stand against destructive conditions and to strengthen the nation against the onrushing encroachment of the other destructive forces in the world. There isn't a nation on the earth that doesn't have at least one Ascended Master retreat within it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a nation. People do not understand what comes forth from these retreats and of what necessity they are to the life on this earth. The great cosmic law has drawn forth the retreats of the Ascended Masters throughout the planet, and through every retreat is anchored a pillar of force, a pillar of flame, a pillar of substance, and certain electronic currents that act like the liquids do in the body. They are the supplying channels of energy to the body of Earth. Therefore, to the people within a nation, that radiation is absolutely imperative. Now, the United States of America, because of the importance of what she represents to the rest of the world, is privileged to have 7 retreats within the nation. And that is the same as 7 great pillars in the structure of a building, which support the weight that the building carries. Therefore, it is the outpouring from our retreats that support the constructive activities within the nation and expand the light within the people to give them the strength to hold to the great God presence of life, the mighty I Am, or to God as they know it in the outer world. And through that attention and acceptance of that great God power and God presence, through outer recognition, they draw a certain sustaining power of life and light into themselves, into their business activities, into the government, and into the nation to sustain physical conditions. I'm the only thing in the universe which sustains any condition in the physical world that is constructive is the great God presence of life. As the people give recognition to that God presence and try to be worthy of its great divine gifts and give obedience to its laws, then will the nation go forward to success and expand its resources and become a focus of power and a blessing to the rest of the world. But when a certain proportion of a people within a nation begin to deny the reality and the existence of God, then I say to you, the supporting structure of that nation is rotting away. And sooner or later, the structure falls unless those individuals are either removed from the nation or are compelled to change their minds concerning the God presence of life. Therefore, my dear ones, hesitate not. Call the immortal divine judgment on the blue lightning of immortal purity to strike everywhere into the renegades in your nation. Everywhere in the renegades in your government. Hesitate not, be absolutely fearless, and demand the descent of those powers of the sacred fire which compel purification within the nation, or the nation will not survive. You were told by the beloved Saint Germain in the I Am Discourses, the sword of light and truth will yet sever the net that has seemed to bind America. And it will sever that net both ways, making it the open-ended cross of freedom. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? And I wish you to know that that great open-ended cross of immortal freedom, which the beloved Saint Germain is to the earth, cosmic authority that is unyielding in its control of conditions within the nation. On that open-ended cross means that the great currents of life's immortal purity and immortal strength and energy flow in all four directions of the compass over the nation to be the stabilizing strength and cosmic command of the forces within your borders until that which is destructive is compelled to recede and be seized and bound and annihilated. The mighty Saint Germain, through many centuries, has used what you call the cross of Malta, or the Maltese cross, which in reality is the open-ended cross of freedom, starting from the flame within and ever expanding until it forms the circle. And he is that authority within the nation, regardless of mankind's benighted minds. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. When the cosmic hour approaches for the removal of certain life streams from within your nation, they will be withdrawn as they are compelled to leave the earth. All the energy that was destructively qualified, which came out of their life streams. And I say to you, because of your attention to your own beloved I Am Presence and the tremendous cosmic action and power that has gone forth through your decrees, America shall yet arise and throw off the barnacles of depravity and disintegration which have sought to destroy her life. Thank you, precious ones. Please remain seated, will you please? I appreciate your response and I'm using it. Now for the rest of the work that needs to be done during the evening, I want you to receive and feel that there is pouring into each of you as a cup the great powers of the sacred fire and the liquid light, both from ourselves and the beloved Helios, that which will give you boundless strength until you feel no sense of exhaustion. And we want this to come in and around you to give you its blessings and its strengthening action so that you feel when you send forth a command that the flames goes but and fulfills it on the moment. So the time and space will seem not to exist for you. Now, you are the strength within the nation tonight, my dear ones, and it's an unparalleled thing on the earth for so many weeks and months at a time for these powerful decrees to go forth, calling forth into outer physical action those immortal activities of the sacred fire that heretofore have only been directed from the retreats of the world. But you have become, as it were, that flame walking and moving among the rest of mankind. Drawing the power of that sacred fire into the outer physical conditions of the physical octave. I'm therefore establishing that which must expand and become all. As your decrees go forth, my dear ones, the ascended masters take up your energy and your calls, and amplifying that with the cosmic powers of the sacred fire, make it in reality. Make each flame you have sent forth an ever-expanding sun within the nation to keep on expanding and intensifying until that fire burns through everything within your borders and compels perfection to take the place of that which has been of distress. You have become a mighty pillar of the sacred fire within the nation. And it is well that a good many of the people do not know too much about what you are able to draw into outer action, at least until they become more illumined as to their own responsibility to life. The sinister force fears terrifically those manifestations of the sacred fire, which they know are their end. But we are grateful indeed for the power that has gone forth through the decrees under this radiation since 1934. The momentum is reaching to a point at the inner level where it is shedding its radiance and compelling a certain illumination everywhere within your borders, until it is as if a fog of light were beginning to spread from ocean to ocean, from border to border, and like a white vapor that is luminous. It is doing its work over the land. And we are very grateful to you all and have come to express our gratitude and to give you some insight into that which is our part of the activity of cleansing the nation and drawing forth that which is to become the permanent directing activity of the people. Great as has been mankind's misuse of the energy of life on this earth, still, my dear ones, when we have a group like this who will give the decrees with fierce, relentless feeling and determination, there arises to the ascended master's octave that which makes the entire system rejoice at the light that is taking its dominion through your own conscious command. And as this intensifies, and continues to penetrate all within your borders, will you find in your own affairs faster and faster fulfillment of your calls, more and more satisfactory accomplishment in the outer, until you will become aware that as that great flame surges to command conditions throughout the nation, it will have commanded your own affairs into divine order also. And then you will find many things coming in to their own natural perfection that you have heretofore longed for and felt sometimes was so far away. Don't accept any more of that activity of time and space. The presence is all of everything. The presence doesn't require time to do anything, because the moment the presence thinks a thought, the pattern, divine pattern of perfection comes into the universal light substance. Instantly it is condensed. And the manifestation is almost without exception coexistent with the desire or the thought. So, as you draw more and more of these powers of the sacred fire into the outer activities of your nation to compel the correction of wrong conditions, there will also accumulate within yourselves and your affairs the focus of the same perfecting power that will act much more rapidly for you individually, because there isn't so much of the human to penetrate before you can produce the manifestation. Be of good cheer. You know, all human things have an end, but we don't. And you belong to us. Many, many, many have been the changes upon the earth since mankind first turned away from the light. And may I say to you, many, many, many will be the changes as they are compelled to turn back to the light. And since your precious calls and our powers of the light and the sacred fire are the authority that will compel mankind to return to the light, well, I might say to you, you and we become the power of change. We are the authority that can compel destruction to change its course. And the ascended masters are the authority which releases those activities of the sacred fire to put an end to that which is destructive. So we are progressing regardless of outer world appearances. May I remind you not to let down 1 ounce of your pressure of these decrees, not for some time yet. Go forth with added power and added strength. And if something in the outer world still seems to be a limitation or seems to make you doubt or fear, work on that doubt and fear first, and then demand the authority, immortal authority of every action of the sacred fire to come into you and anchor its immortal feeling in and around you to hold, command, and manifest perfection that is the strength, the sustaining power of that which must control the nation. America is the cup of light, and the light must remain in America. And I might say to you, there isn't any force on earth going to break America's cup. Thank you, precious ones. And I have this to say. America's cup of light, which is the love for God, in the feelings of the people, and your demands for the sacred fire come into outer action, will yet be the cup that quenches the thirst of the world by the light within the cup. And every nation in the world will drink of America's light before the world becomes the ascended master's octave of perfection. Oh, not that America is so much more important than any other nation, but here in America did mankind first begin their journey in the physical octave. And here must the spiral be completed wherein this world arises from the human limitations of the shadows into the immortal light of the resurrection and the ascension into the great octave of the ascended master's perfection. Here must mankind begin their journey into our octave till it is the raising power that draws all nations into our octave of perfection. And here begins the action of the flame that shall penetrate all upon the earth and compel the ascension of the world. And therefore, my dear ones, go forward in your decrees, demand these powers of the sacred fire come into outer action and become the authority over every human being on the earth, be they in or out of any government. And please do not let down on your demand for the annihilation of all human law. You'll never have a moment's peace till human law is blasted. And God's immortal law of the sacred fire and the light of God that cannot fail to produce perfection, that law becomes the government of your nation, the government of every nation, the government of the world, the control of the individual, the illumination of the mind, and the obedience that returns mankind to God. Far indeed, precious ones, have mankind strayed from the source of perfection. And they have spent a long time experimenting with the misery of the shadows and the destruction of their own ideas. And now the destructive forces of the earth must destroy themselves. And it is my command they so do it. Thank you, beloved ones. And I am here with your beloved Saint Germain tonight, who is present here with me to compel evil to consume itself within the nation And if it becomes necessary for individuals to face severe experiences, then let it come. So long as it puts an end to their continual defiance and insults to God. And beloved ones, thank you so much tonight now for everything. And may our love ever become your boundless strength. Know that you're never alone. Know that not one call goes up that is honest and sincere and determined to set America free. That that call and that energy is not taken by us and clothed. There isn't one call arises to us which is not seized immediately and so qualified with our flames at the inner level that that is set forth to grow and be the pressure in the nation against destructive forces. So, may I say, I'm not what you call a sentimental chap, but may I say to you, we're very fond of you. We love you very much, precious ones. You who are the saviors of the nation and the saviors of the world. Through your calls and your love and your willingness to purify yourselves thus far, you are the only cup we have, the only one. The I Am students throughout the world are the only channels in the outer activities that we have. But you have become an outpouring quite similar to the retreats. Retreats from the power that's been focused there for centuries are continually giving off their purified energy. You, as you move among mankind, through your calls to us, become the open door through which our purifying flames can continue to pour forth until conditions are corrected. So there is the inner and the outer action of those powers of the sacred fire, those which we direct from the retreats, and those which are sent forth through yourselves and through your calls to bring that sacred fire into outer action for the purification and illumination of all. So may I thank you tonight for the illumining presence you have been thus far. And precious, precious ones, be of good cheer. Even if you've only been in the activity a certain time, what you call a short time, may I assure you that in many cases, where you take the light suddenly and are completely satisfied with it, that there has stood in your causal bodies an accumulation of light, so that when you touch this light, the light knew its own, and you stepped into that which is your home. Just be happy. Go forward. Demand everything that's wrong in the outer world be consumed by our power of the sacred fire, and yield not an inch to anything human. Just stand now and be the master presence of that power of the sacred fire that compels physical conditions to become purified at your command. Keep your inner secret thoughts and feelings pure as driven snow, and we can use your energy at any moment when you are kept harmonious and pure. That energy can burst into a flame at any moment and be directed to your loved ones, to your countries, to your activities of the outer world, I'm compelled to become a flame that on the moment will accomplish what might take you weeks or months or years otherwise through your own decrees. We cannot use soiled energy. That which is just concerned with the desires of the personal self is not of use to us. What we can use is that which is concerned with the perfection and welfare of life, with its purifying flame and its great upreaching power of love to reach into our octave and draw the perfection of our world into yourselves, out through yourselves, and command it to produce happiness and perfection until it fills this world. Then all mankind who pass this way are caught within the radiance of that happiness and perfection and go forth quickly to their victory in the ascension. So as I leave you tonight, enfolded in the sacred fire that it is my privilege to direct, because the blue flame is part of my activity, then may I leave that blazing about you with the feeling of the cosmic authority and the power which I am privileged to draw into your nation and to help the mighty Saint Germain in the gigantic task of holding the anchorage here of that which prevents destruction. So your love sent forth, your energy and your decrees are that mighty power of the sacred fire that none can ever take away from you, that can never produce anything but happiness, and that is the immortal perfection that is the magnet to draw you on until you stand with us in that octave of immortal freedom to again send forth to the universe around you the greater perfection that life commands. So with the love of the blue flame and the power of its authority in my heart, may I leave it about you to ever expand your service to the nation, to the world, and to the light, until the light, revealing itself to you, gives you everything that you could ever desire, and you will realize that which you have sought in the outer world to bring you happiness has only been the limitation of the outer. Now, as you seek the light, will the light reveal to you the immortal joy that the physical world can never give? Joy so great that all desire fades out except to become that master presence of the great creative powers of life that go forth with immortal freedom to be a co-creator with that presence in the great central sun that has designed only perfection and knows only the joy of the love it bestows so generously upon its creation. In the master authority of its own governing intelligence, may you abide and feel the strength of my love whenever you need energy or encouragement or protection or directing intelligence to take you forward and give you courage that is boundless to accept your mastery and to use its divine powers to correct conditions in your country until the light of the world becomes again the authority on this planet and releases that love and freedom that draws all into perfection. Thank you, with the blue flame of love in my heart that is immortal in its assistance to you. Beloved Moriel, thank you with all our hearts for your love and your assistance to us tonight. And beloved Saint Germain, for that outpouring which has been anchored within each of us for the beloved Moriel. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such immortal power, of cosmic Christ victory, of the sacred fire, that wherever we move, it takes possession and compels perfection made manifest for eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever you know is required to make us the victory for which you call, and to give Saint Germain, our beloved Saint Germain, everything his heart desires, till America is free, and through America, the world rises into freedom also. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, beloved Maria. Thank you, precious Saint Germain and mighty victory. All the great ones, beloved Jesus, all who have assisted. May we move into outer action, that which expands the sacred fire as rapidly as possible. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Beloved Arcturus, seal us all in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Do thou expand the unfed flame in our hearts to become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever powers of the sacred fire are necessary to dissolve and consume the human, move us forward the immortal victory of all that is divine, and see we never yield a thing to the human ever again. We thank thee without limit forever for all that this light and the sacred fire mean to us through the centuries. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hoped to be or have and raise it all. For our beloved mighty arm presence, and beloved Moria and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever activities of the sacred fire are necessary to give the one mighty stroke of world-enfolding flame that compels the sinister force to be removed from the earth forever and to prevent all that is of war ever again being imposed upon life for any reason. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Keep that expanding in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty and all war, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, we move into action, eternally grateful for the privilege of carrying, defending, and expanding the light of God that cannot fail. The mighty arm presence is its immortal authority and mastery in full dominion here in this world forever. As we return these physical frames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our love and gratitude in the name of all mankind for all that the life of the great central sun has done for us in this whole system of worlds. Now, may that life make its mightiest love alive in us and blaze its perfection through us till this world becomes the ascension into that presence forever.